I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Home Secretary Sajid Javid says the nerve agent that poisoned an English couple is the same variety that was used against a former spy and his daughter.
Our strong working assumption is that the couple came into contact with the nerve agent in a different location to the sites which have been part of the original cleanup operation.
The new victims are now both critically ill in the same hospital that treated the Skripals. British Prime Minister Theresa May has blamed Russian state for the first poisoning attack, an assertion that the Kremlin denies. China said that the United States is opening fire on the world with its threatened tariffs, and Reuters' Ed Giles reports Beijing says it will respond the instant U.S. measures go into effect.
In less than 24 hours, Washington is set to slam Beijing with tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese imports. But China's Commerce Ministry delivered a stern warning on Thursday, saying Donald Trump's tariff threat was risking the whole global economy.
U.S. measures are essentially attacking global supply and value chains.
Just a day before, Chinese state media put it even more bluntly, saying a trade war would bring chaos to the world.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. Syrian and Russian military forces have launched a series of airstrikes, and the Syrian government troops have also carried out ground attacks in rebel-held areas near the border with Jordan. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is attempting to regain control of the entire southwest, including the borders with the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights and Jordan. The area is one of the last rebel strongholds in Syria after more than 7 years of war. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Trapped in a Thai cave, youngsters must grapple with stress. AP correspondent Walter Ratcliffe has more.
The coach of the 12 youngsters stranded alongside him in a cave in northern Thailand spent a decade honing his meditation skills as a Buddhist monk. Relatives say he still stays at the temple from time to time, meditating with the monks there each day. Though the coach and the boys have all been described as mostly healthy, the ordeal had likely caused them to feel anxiety, vulnerability, and fear. Experts say the group has some advantages, including their youth, their group identity, and their coach's experience with meditation. I'm Walter Ratliff.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Donald Trump is closing in on his pick to sit on the Supreme Court.
A person familiar with his thinking says the president now has three top contenders to take Anthony Kennedy's seat: federal appeals judges Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Ketledge. He's been working off a list of 25 candidates vetted by conservative groups and has interviewed seven so far, ahead of an expected announcement Monday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A New Zealand court has ruled that mega upload entrepreneur Kim.com can be extradited to the United States. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has that story.
The mega upload founder faces racketeering and criminal copyright charges. U.S. authorities accuse .com and three fellow executives of costing film studios and record companies more than $500 million.
Our internet is under attack.
By encouraging paying users to keep and share copyrighted material. It's the latest step in a six-year-old saga, seen as a test of how far the long arm of U.S. law can reach to protect American firms' intellectual property rights.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Kenyan police are charging with manslaughter two managers of a private farm where a dam burst due to seasonal rains, flooding a village and killing at least 47 people. The farm is in Nakuru County in Kenya's Rift Valley. Police say the dam was substandard. Seven government officials from the Water Rights Authority and National Environment Management Authority and the Nakuru County Director for Environment are also to be charged with manslaughter. Ethiopia's government has fired five prison officials as it confronts allegations of torture and other abuses of inmates as part of a wave of reforms. Among those fired is the federal prison chief, who until recently defended the treatment of inmates as fair. The firings come ahead of a new Human Rights Watch report released Thursday that documents widespread arbitrary detention, torture, rape, and humiliation over several years in Ethiopia's eastern Somali region. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.